I'm a news nerd. You knew this about me already. So when I'm watching the news, I had to then look up if, in fact, this was a thing. This week, I see that there's some kind of a connection to higher divorce rates when women are going through menopause. And so I'm reading, and in USA Today, in fact, it says while divorce rates overall are dropping, divorce among adults 50 and older, it is going up. It says for some women, getting help from their menopause symptoms improves their relationships. Others say it gives them clarity to leave. Now, I have not been through menopause before. I do know plenty of women who have gone through and are going through menopause. But I wanted to talk about really that first sentence, that divorce among adults 50 and older is increasing. That, to me, is important. I'm not saying I don't care about the menopause part, but I think sometimes we sort of lose the actual point of the story when we look at these, I'm going to call them buzz phrase titles. They're like, oh, menopause. No, no. I'd rather focus on the fact that it takes two to tango, and for some reason, couples 50 and older, we're seeing an increased rate of divorce in America. I want to know why, and I want to know if we can reverse that trend a little bit. So joining us back on the show is our marriage coach, Bob Donovan, is here. And Bob, I was telling people before, you have coached thousands of couples in Connecticut over the years, you and your wife, Karen, including me and my marriage. You have coached us for quite some time, and so I appreciate getting your perspective. Are you shocked to hear that divorce among adults 50 and older is on the rise?
Good morning. I am not shocked at all because, as you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. And just in my circle, not only just where I work in my church, but in my family and friends, I've seen it. I've actually seen couples, older couples, say to me, you know, I've taken care of everybody all my life, and now it's my turn. I've heard couples say, you know, we've raised our kids now. Well, now it's time for us to do what we want and what I want. So, yeah, I have actually heard about it. I did look at some statistics, and not only is it on the rise, I mean, it's dramatic. It is absolutely dramatic.
What are you seeing, Bob?
It's dramatic. It's in some cases double the normal divorce rate. Plus, the normal divorce rate is declining, which is great news. The divorce rate for couples over 50 is dramatically increasing. Now, you know me, so I don't. First of all, I love what you just said about the buzz phrase. That's exactly what it was.
Right. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, wait a minute. Exactly. I feel like this is a cover up for just saying, I've decided to go from we to me. That's what I read, to be honest. That's what I like. Let's make excuses and justify why divorce is the right thing to do. That's what it sounded like to me, which was why I wanted to get away from that headline and talk more generally about what we're seeing. And to another point that you said, Bob, which I don't know if that's necessarily a great thing. Yes, the divorce rate is going down, but I am finding that more and more couples in America just don't get married. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it either.
Yeah. You have less. It's exactly right. You have less couples getting married. Although, I got to tell you, in the last 6 months, I've seen quite the opposite, but that's a whole nother topic. couples are definitely packing it in when they get older. And having looked at it a little bit after you you emailed me this article, I got curious about, again, I like to look beyond the numbers. I like to look beyond the buzz phrase title, like you said.
And I thank you for that.
What I love about, what I landed on is a key fact, what I don't read too much about, and that's the fact. Divorce rate for older couples is dramatically increasing. That's a fact. What I don't know, and my hypothesis would be, that the majority of those divorces are second marriages.
Mm.
That's what I think, because again, older couples getting married, 50 and older, there's a lot of second marriages right now. Like, we're seeing it, probably 30% of our couples getting married in our churches are older couples, second marriages. So I think that I would love to see, I know you love to do research, something about how many of these divorce 50 and older couples is because it's a second marriage. Now, second marriage divorce rates double normal divorce rates, double.
That doesn't surprise me, though.
Well, it does me. It does
really?
Me because, yeah, you know why? Because you've been through, you've seen couples in your life that have gone through divorce.
Yeah.
It's painful. It's painful, right?
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Right.
It's horrible. So if you go through that,
you don't want to go through it again.
Exactly. So why in the world, if I put my kids and ourselves and me through the pain of a divorce, it's not easy either. So if I put myself through that,
but I think, Bob, I want to say the only reason it doesn't shock me is because of the initial thing we just talked about, which is that we've so normalized and even enabled to some degree how, yes, it's painful, it's complicated, but it's, I mean, I could ask the same question back to you. Why do people have to be in 3, 4, 5 more than that relationships before they decide to get married? You know, that mentality of, oh, you've only dated one person, you're missing out. I mean, let's be honest. Most people in America, at least, date multiple people before they decide to settle down. Why do we do that? I mean, breakups are painful, right? I mean, we share things. There are people who share homes, share pets, share sometimes kids, and they don't get married and they still date and they still break up. I don't know. I do agree that divorce is very painful, but I also think we enable that. It's like, hey, even if it's hard, it's worth loving the moment, and it's not, you know, and look, also, to be clear, there are some people who need to get a divorce because of really awful situations.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah,
because Bob and I are not talking about the people who are in abusive, horrible relationships.
Right.
I want to make that very clear. But in general, when we talk about people who are just, the relationship is stale or the relationship is expired, you know, these phrases that people, I think, are very familiar with, we see it in dating. And so I guess that's why I'm not surprised with divorce.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But I still go back to when you get hurt, you put your hand on a stove or you get hurt, you do something, you get some pain, you're not going to do that again. And and again, when you go through a divorce, it just rips your heart out.
Yes. It's
so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I guess, again, I have seen this, and I guess I land on, I think people don't like to do the hard work of looking at themselves. And I think they overvalue marriage. They love marriage more than working on their marriage. They love the concept of being married. And I think a lot of these people forego doing the work of looking at myself and what was my role in this marriage and what do I need to heal before I get back in again. I think people just don't like to look inward and do the hard work. So because of that, I think we are seeing a lot of second marriages fail. And again, it's not 10%. It's a lot. It's at least 30-40%.
Wow.
One research study I read, it was double. It was double the rate of first marriages. So
wow.
I think that's a factor in the divorce rate for older couples.
Though divorce rates overall are dropping in America, divorce among adults 50 and older is increasing. In 1990, almost 1 in 10 of all divorces in the U.S. were among adults 50 and older. By 2019, according to reports, that percentage grew to almost 1 in 4. So it's grown a lot. And so we've got our marriage coach here, Bob Donovan. And instead of us trying to figure out, although that is part of the story, which I think Bob and I kind of talked about in the last part of this conversation, why it's happening, I'd love to come up with solutions, or I'd love to give people advice on to how to reverse course. How do you avoid divorce, especially when you start to creep up into that age range, but also if you're in it, if you're in that range and you're thinking, okay, maybe the fact that my kids are almost out of the house, maybe that's a contributing factor, maybe it is health, maybe it is social media, whatever the case may be, how do you avoid divorce? How do you reverse course, Bob Donovan?
Well, first of all, I think something I've said a lot to couples, you got to self-examine before you cross-examine. You have to look at yourself first. You have to look at, you know, what can I do better in this relationship? So, again, I think you start with looking yourself in the mirror, self-examine before you cross-examine. I think, two, and we do this a lot. I do this quite a bit with couples that are on the fringe of calling it quits. I'll look at them and say, you know, they often have kids. They've been through a lot, 20 years or so. And I say, you owe it to your kids to give this 6 months of your best effort. You haven't done that. Most couples, they've gotten lazy, they've gotten comfortable, they've gotten complacent, they haven't fed the marriage, they haven't gone on date nights, they haven't invested, they've gotten lazy. And because of that, they don't feel in love anymore. So what I try to challenge couples to do is give it 6 months of your best effort. Date each other. find common activities to do with each other, address key issues. In fact, that would be my third thing, is solve solvable problems and manage unsolvable problems. So what do I mean by that? Solvable problems is I have anger issues, maybe I work too much, my job's too demanding, maybe our schedule's too busy, maybe we're too independent. So those are solvable problems if you sit down and look at what you need to do. There are some things, right, that you can't solve.
Yeah.
If you have in-law issues, right? If you have an extended family
issue.
How
did you know I was going to go there? Not the in-laws, but saying, but there are things that we can't.
We go back a long way.
You knew I was going to go there. Because there are things that obviously internally we could change, but you can't change, you know, in a lot of regards, the people you work with. You can't change the people that you're now, you know, married into. You can't change a lot of those things, politics. I mean, I could go down a whole road of all the things you can't change. So what do you do with that?
Exactly. Number one, I think that one of the biggest mistakes couples make is they try to solve unsolvable problems.
Oh, true. We want control.
And they don't manage unsolvable problems. I think that's exactly what happened. So again, you have to sit down and talk about it. You have to figure out like what's going on, figure out, okay, what are some things that are wrong with us that we can address and will address and be committed to that. Again, I gave you some examples of that, but there are some things, in-laws, bearing in-laws, extended family, health issues, right? Work. And people think work is a unsolvable problem. It's not. You can make changes. So you have to look at things that you have to manage differently. You know, a big thing right now is couples think they're too busy, and they basically think that that's the way it should be. That's the way to do life in Fairfield County. Our kids are signed up for like four or five things a week. Well, that comes at a cost of your marriage.
Right.
So again, couples need to sit down and look at themselves, look at their relationship, and address some of these things. You know, another big thing I'll throw out, and you can comment on that. People, you know, it's so funny when I love talking to couples that are thinking about marriage, and I always ask them, how'd you meet and what attracted you to one another? And 90% of them say they started as friends. They started as friends, and they did things that friends do. Mm. And you know what? Couples stop being friends sometimes in their marriage. And I go back to start treating each other like your friends, like spend time with each other, do fun things. Like you, not to call you out, but you and Derek did a great thing about, you know, he loved hockey, you loved Disney World, right?
Oh,
I
will say I'm very proud of that, to be honest. And we learned that at one of your retreats, Bob, was another couple that I'll never forget. She was like, I would never run. I would never do it. But the husband loved marathons. And so they started to kind of train together. And then she did end up running with him, which is really cool. And I remember going home that weekend and saying to Derek, how do we do that? How do we find, because what's funny is Derek and I are very alike, but we're actually not alike at all. We have none of the same interests really as each other. We sort of do, but not really. He's an all Boston guy. I am not. But we found gaps, and you know, he's very creative and imaginative. So I thought, well, all right, well, get more into Disney for me. And he's like, all right, well, you don't have a hockey team. Get into the Bruins for me. And so we did. And I mean, it's been 10 years and now we're, you know, season ticket holders for the Bruins. Never thought in a million years I would be that, but we are. And we go to Disney probably, we do some sort of Disney-esque trip at least once to twice a year. In fact, we're doing that for Labor Day weekend. Not joking. We were just in Disneyland for my parents' 70th. So that's just it. I'm very proud of that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, it's true. It takes a discussion. It takes commitment. And you know what? It doesn't have, that's a big thing, what you guys did. That's a big thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. And I'll just use myself. Like Karen loves, my wife loves to browse. She loves to go to the outlets in Clinton and just browse.
That. She's so cute.
She does.
Okay. That
she
makes
loves
sense.
To browse, right? She loves to go four, five, six different stores and just look around, right?
Yeah.
And like, I don't like to shop, but she loves it. So I go and I love to just sit around, whether I bring a book or get a coffee, and I'm just happy. I'm happy. And she comes out of the store with a bag. She usually gets like $100 worth of items for like $30. But you know what? She loves doing it. So I just, again, I find ways to do that. Couples, be creative. Look at what you need to do an activity that has some common interests. Again, build friendship. People, a lot of couples just lose their friendship over the years.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad. It really does. I think that's why I always want to fix, which certainly could be something else that you got to look at in your marriage, because maybe that it has been a problem for a long time. But it makes me sad when I see that it can't work, or that people just lose interest. And it makes me sad.
Not to oversimplify it, but it just takes an attitude. It takes an attitude. And I think that a big reason why a lot of these older couples get divorced is they start thinking years before, I'm not happy, he's not this, she doesn't do that. Yeah. And they go on and on. And mentally, they switch off on their marriage. Mentally, years, often these divorces end 5-6 years before they actually do. Because mentally, they've already like quit on their marriage. So one would be just check your thought life. Don't quit. Sit down and figure out and commit to do some simple things together to get the marriage back on track.
Yeah. And you can reverse course. And Bob, I'm going to put your email onto your podcast that we're going to post to voiceofct.com if people want to reach out with their own questions, because not every couple is the same. And I know you've given great advice to couples over the years. And I thank you so much for not only letting us, me and my husband, be one of those couples, but for the advice you share here on WICC. I so appreciate you.